Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, just trading some texts with Dr. James Harrath, as we do on a regular basis. Welcome. It is Bowerly on WBEN. And Dr. Harrath passed something on to me that I wanted to pass on to you. Really good questions for Dr. James Harrath in the first hour of the show. They were direct. They were to the point. They were irrelevant. They were good. So thank you very, very much. And he is somebody, Dr. James Harrath, is somebody upon whom we have prevailed on many occasions over the past year plus of the pandemic. And he's been, you know, he's been at the front lines of this whole thing the entire time. Now, the mask that he wears at work, and I'm not sure if he wears it out. I doubt it, but I don't know. Is an N95, and it is professionally fitted to him, all right? So he's got a great mask. The mask I wear, the mask you wear, is basically a piece of cloth. Mine, I get a lot of comments on mine. Mine says, my governor is an idiot, with the seal of New York State as the O in the word idiot. That was actually given to me by Frank Panasek of the 1791 Society. I encourage you to join for the very latest on the shenanigans of New York State and some of the local political leaders who may not be what you think they are. Stand by also. Don't call now, but we're going to give you a chance at some point today. I don't know when, because I haven't decided yet, and I get to be the judge, jury, arbiter, and executioner in that I execute the idea of when we give away tickets to see Genesis, The Last Domino, on November 27th of 2021. Do not call now. I shall make it abundantly clear when we will be giving away those tickets to see Genesis. I feel like I should be adding the caveat, if the show even comes off. This part of the show, I want to talk about a couple of different things. And the first one is, I have to be honest with you, I've tried it before, and I don't know why it hasn't worked. But I think it might work today because the playing field has somewhat changed. How has it changed, Tom? Glad you asked, inner me. Because Pfizer may, next week, receive authorization. I like to say it that way for our Canadian listeners because I miss the way they talk, eh? Pfizer may receive authorization in its organization to give 12-year-olds to 15-year-olds the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, my question to you as a parent is this. Will you get your child vaccinated? And I heard what the doctor said. I have considered this, and I'm going to say something that might very well get me into trouble. But I'm going to say it anyway because trouble and I are old friends. If I had a kid 12 to 15 years old, there is no way in hell I would let them be vaccinated. Why, Tom? because statistically, the odds are in their favor. Now, this is, of course, with the pre-assumption that we're talking about a normal, healthy, no comorbidity 12 to 15-year-old. All right? Now, I should throw in the caveat that although my great-grandfather was the greatest turn-of-the-last-century VD doctor in Buffalo and Western New York, I kid you not, I am not a doctor. All right? But I read, and I can understand statistics fairly well. I don't believe that for a 12 to 15-year-old who is in normal, good health, that the risk justifies the perceived benefit health-wise of the vaccine. The only benefit I can see that makes any sense is that your kid might be able to do more. Let's say your kid is into, wrestling. I suppose they're going to make that a prerequisite for ever getting back into the wrestling ring. And of course, it's not, when I say wrestling, it's not pro wrestling. You know, it's not, cage fighting. It's Greco-Roman wrestling, highly homoerotic wrestling. Sorry, that was uncalled for. But in any event, I want to know if you are in the age group, if your kids are in or approximately near that age group, 12 to 15, what your thoughts are as parents or as parents of grown kids who remember what it was like to have a 12, 13, 14, or 15-year-old, or for that matter, 16 or 17-year-old around the house. What is your decision going to be? Are you going to say vaccinate? Are you going to say not vaccinate? More importantly, or equally as important, what are your kids saying about being vaccinated? I mean, we've got an article on one of our websites about one mother whose kid has a pre-existing condition, basically saying, this will be the greatest thing ever in my life. The fact that my young son, is going to be vaccinated against COVID. And given the health situation of the kid, I have to presume that the mother has had conversations with the doctor and that they have come to what they believe is the best decision. Now, in my case... my kids are 30 and upper 20s, specifically. Neither of them want the vaccine. I wish kind of that one of them would get it because of comorbidities, but, given what she does for a living, I'm never going to win that argument. And we've had the discussion, and I'm not going to win it. Again, there's comorbidities involved, and, it is what it is. And I accept... As a parent, there comes a point where you have to say, all right, my adult professional child has analyzed the data and has come to a decision with which she feels comfortable, and I must respect that decision. And if, God forbid, something horrible happens and she succumbs to COVID, I must take comfort in the idea that she did it her way. I don't know any other way to phrase that. My son, I've got really no worries about because he's got no comorbidities. And, here's the thing. And this came up the first hour with Dr. Harith. Even the most vulnerable to COVID-19 death still have a 98.5% chance of surviving COVID. Now, that being said, as Dr. Harith said, the ICU and the ERs around here have a lot of younger COVID patients who, unlike the initial part of the pandemic, have come down with COVID and they are very sick. Some of them are ICU sick, intensive care unit sick. I've been in one of those, and believe me, you do get top-flight attention and some pretty good drugs. But that was in bad taste. Our phone number is 803-0930. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now that Pfizer is nearing approval from the FDA to vaccinate 12 to 15-year-olds, I want to know what you are doing or what you would do as a parent. And I will tell you that in my case, putting myself in those shoes, providing that my child was without some underlying medical condition which would predispose the child to an adverse outcome from COVID-19, there is no way in hell I would let my kid be vaccinated. No way in hell. Unless there was a valid reason, like, hey, our class is taking a field trip to India. I would definitely say you probably want to get vaccinated because India right now is going through hell. In fact, I'm not even sure if they're letting people in. I think they are, but India is just being ravaged like you wouldn't believe by COVID. There's somebody with whom I am familiar whose mother recently died. He is from India, was going to go back to India with his mom's ashes and canceled the trip. And you have to understand, in that culture, it's very important that the ashes go back home. So this was not a decision that was undertaken lightly, but it was a decision that I think was wise and was prudent. And this guy is not some, you know, he's one of those genius types, all right? And we've got a doctor of Indian background from Rutgers, infectious disease expert, 81 years old, heart problems and diabetes. He goes to India to help out his family. According to some reports, he was fully vaccinated with Pfizer. He got COVID and he died. Again, was it a COVID death? Was it a death that would have happened because he was 81 with heart disease and diabetes? I guess there's really no way of knowing that. But getting back to it, you as a parent, what is your decision and what are your kids saying? I mean, your kids aren't living in a bubble. They're on social media. They have access to the internet. Are they telling you, Mom, Dad, please get me vaccinated. Sign me up. I want to go in. I want to be vaccinated. And one other thing I want to throw out there is this idea that if I'm sitting in a section with other fully vaccinated people outside at a stadium, I still have to wear a mask is beyond asinine. It makes no effing sense whatsoever. If I go to a football game or a baseball game, I accept the risk that I might get COVID. I also accept the risk I might get beaned in the head by a line drive. Or if I go to a hockey game, I might get beaned by a hockey puck and die. That's actually happened. It happened in Columbus. Life is filled with risk. I am fully vaccinated. Effective tomorrow is when I am as vaccinated as I can ever be against COVID-19 until and unless booster shots come out. Why in the hell? What logical reason is there for me to wear a mask if I'm sitting outside with other vaccinated people? It's asinine. It's stupid. It makes no sense. In fact, I would go so far as to say, I don't think it makes any sense inside either. We're fully vaccinated. Why do we put our bodies through that? So we could get back to normal. So if I'm with somebody who's fully vaccinated inside, there's no reason we can't slow dance and French kiss. That's life. I did just use the expression French kiss. That was a Bob Welch album in the 1970s with a cherry on the cover. Those of you who are into vinyl know what I'm talking about. You snobs. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So when it comes to your kids, what's your choice going to be, Mom, Dad, yes or no? Let's go to Patty in Lancaster on WBEN. Hello, Patty. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, dear lady. Go ahead.
Well, I definitely will not have, he's my grandson, but I have custody. He is not going to get it. He's 15. And I wasn't going to do it either way, but a month ago, we all did come down with COVID. And I'm 65. My husband is 60. It was rough, but I think because I researched stuff, I'm pretty sure we had the Brazilian type, which is a little bit of different. We didn't lose our taste, but it was a long haul. It was 15 days.
Oy.
I felt like crap. Mostly nauseous and it just really tired. Now, my grandson, he just slept for 5 days. Said he didn't have it, but I never had him tested. I was tested and my husband was tested. He was not, but I'm pretty sure he was under the wire too because he felt like crap.
Well, can you get him tested for antibodies?
You know what? Exactly. Now, I have the antibodies, obviously, and so does my husband. Now, why would I want to get the shot? There's two different thoughts on that because I have a bunch of medical people in my family, nurses. And my one nephew told me, don't get the damn shot because you already have the antibodies and you could get sicker. He has seen people who had the antibodies and went like 2-3 weeks later to get the shot and they became ill.
I've heard that.
Yes. So, and the other thing is, let me just tell you this. This is not about, my sister also had COVID at the same time as I did in her family. Not anything that we were near each other at all. We were going to get together for Easter, but we didn't. And I hadn't seen my sister's family in over 2.5 weeks. So I know for a fact we didn't give it to her. She got it from her daughter who came in from out of town during Easter. And everybody at her Easter dinner got COVID. My elder son was at that party, too. The only person who did not get COVID was her son, who was a nurse, and his fiance. Now, they had COVID last March when it first came out because my nephew worked in the hospital and was working with COVID people.
So they did not become reinfected. Presumably, the antibodies from their bout with COVID were still in their bodies.
Yes.
Which also, by the way, you know, I'm sorry, that's one of the, you're bringing up a point that has kind of been nagging at me big time. Why in the hell would anybody who's already had COVID, who presumably has natural immunity, why would they want to get the shot? Why would they even be counted in that statistic about herd immunity?
I have no idea. I'm sure as hell I'm not going to. And I survived. Yeah. Do I have some comorbidities? I'm fat. That's it. I don't know. I don't take any other medications or anything else. Don't know. My husband has high blood pressure and a couple different things. I mean, he weathered through it too. So I don't know. I'm never going to get the shot. I'm not letting my grandson get the shot because what for?
Well, you know what? I'm not a doctor. Please understand. I'm not a doctor. But right. As somebody who has read a couple of things, I've got to tell you, in that he, and I will give you my reason, in that once you determine whether or not he's got the antibodies, I think that's kind of important that you do that just to make sure. I don't see any, there's no explanation I've heard that would tell me that he's going to be any safer with the shot.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but if we're going to follow the science and follow the statistics, if even the most frail elderly have a 98.5 survival rate of COVID, why do we want to put something into our 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds?
Exactly.
And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I don't get good reactions to vaccines. That's obvious.
Right.
I get a shot. It's good for 3 days off. I'm glad you called in, Patty. I appreciate your input.
I have one more thing I want to say. My nephew, who is a nurse, and he works in the ICU, and I asked him about, you know, the customers. He's got clients coming in. He said, yep, there's people in there that are younger, that are really seriously ill. He said, but you want to know something? He said, most of those people waited way too long, and they had respiratory problems, and they waited too long. So if you have a respiratory thing and you can't breathe, you have to go immediately to the hospital.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point. And Dr. Harith in previous shows has talked about the therapeutic protocol that is now in use in the hospitals, which if they catch you early enough can dramatically reduce the severity of illness in most cases. And at this point, Patty, I must break. I'm glad you called. I don't know if this is controversial or not. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble or not. But I'm going to tell you that I decided to get the vaccine for myself for all the reasons you guys know about. I needed it. But if I had a 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old, if that kid is without any comorbidities, there's no way in hell I would let that kid get the COVID vaccine. Sorry, I just think it's too new. And what harm is there in waiting a few years until more data are in? I'll do it for myself, But I could not make that decision for a child. I mean, you might disagree, and that's fine. I hope you do. I'd like to hear from you. Ah, yes, that great Latino American Rob Thomas. Ah, and Carlos Santana with a phenomenal guitar there in the background. Smooth and Feliz Cinco de Mayo to you. Happy Cinco de Mayo, a celebration of the Mexican victory over the troops of Napoleon III at the Battle of Puebla on this date way back when. So gives us an excuse to drink, like we need that in Buffalo. Anyway, welcome to the program. And on the WBEN.com site, let me just shoot here. U.S. parents excited over prospect of virus shots for children. Okay. Are you excited over the prospect of virus shots for your kid? Pfizer may receive FDA approval next week to give the vaccine to 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. Are you going to do it for your kids? If you had kids in that age group, what would you do? My kids are long past that age, but I'm going to tell you that I would not give them the coronavirus vaccine. I would not do it. Statistically, scientifically based, as long as there were no underlying comorbidities, and even then, the stats are still on their side, I wouldn't do it. I don't know. Does that make me a horrible parent? But this lady in Mission, Kansas, after more than a year of fretting over her 13-year-old son with a rare liver disease. So there's a comorbidity underlying there. I understand this. Heather broke into tears when she learned that he and millions of other youngsters could soon be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. She said, "This day is the best day in the history of days. I love this day." In what might be the most hyperbolic statement of all time, she texted, she joined other parents and educators in welcoming the news that the FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer's vaccine by next week for children ages 12 to 15. Well, look, call me a horrible person, but if I had kids in that age group and somebody said, "Hey, are you excited? Is this the best day of days?" I would say, no, I'm not going to let my kid get the vaccine. My kid, my choice, no. And if I was still married, the woman to whom I was married would absolutely support that decision. There's no way she would let a 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old get the shot. Again, you know, we're never going to have zero COVID cases. I told you guys this a long, long time ago. COVID isn't going to go anywhere. We're going to be hearing about COVID for the rest of our lives, all right? But the vaccine is here. Let's put it this way. Why are parents so excited about it? This story, I'm sorry, I know it's on our website, but it doesn't make sense on the face of it, because at the same time as parents are excited about the COVID vaccine, what's the other big story? Vaccine hesitancy. They've got to bribe people with beer and baseball tickets to get the shot. I mean, I'm sorry. I want to know what your decision is going to be. It's like the scene in The Godfather where Solozzo pitches his powder business to Don Corleone. And Sonny says, "So what's your answer going to be, Pop?" So I'm asking you, what's your answer going to be, Pop or Mom, as the case may be? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is Dave in Cheektowaga. Dave, you're on. Hello.
Tom, I rarely agree with you, but about a week and a half ago, I was driving in my car, and I nearly went off the road and hit a tree when I heard what you said, because it was one of the first times I've agreed with you. And you said people who don't get the vaccine are selfish. Did you not say that?
I don't believe I did. In what context did you hear it? And was I being sincere, or was it my sarcastic voice?
At the top of your show, I know you were being sincere, without a doubt. You were being sincere.
I'd have to go back and listen to the tape, because that doesn't sound like me. I might have said...
I almost hit a tree. That's why I almost hit a tree. But I thought, oh, wow, this guy's finally coming around.
No, if I said it, I'd really like to know the context and the tone of voice I was using, because I really don't think that people, unless I misspoke, I do not believe that people who don't get the vaccine are being selfish.
Well, you could just check with people there at your radio station. I'm sure they would have heard you say that.
I can go back and listen to the tape, but I probably won't. But anyway, that's neither here or there.
It's neither here nor there because now I'm calling saying, well, here you go again. You're throwing gas on the fire. The last time I called, I made a call about the whole idea of community spread and that people who don't get the virus and who say that it's their God-given right or whatever, that they're being selfish and hypocritical, and they don't understand the notion of asymptomatic spread. And the woman who just called before the break is a shining example. Her daughter should have never been permitted to come over state lines for Easter or Thanksgiving dinner. Whatever she did, she was already contaminated, probably didn't even want to take the time to go and get tested. She came and infected everybody in the family. And now this woman's saying she's not going to have her grandson get the vaccine.
Right. And nobody died.
Asymptomatic. Well, let me just finish my thought. Her grandson could have gone to school then. She said he may have had the virus. He could have gone to school then, infected other kids or infected his teacher, and then that gets spread on to the community. And this is exactly where we're at. And we're never going to – you talk about 85 or 90% that the goal line keeps changing. We're not even going to get the 60%.
And that's the great thing about America. Is that people can do their own risk assessment and decide whether or not the shot makes sense for them. I mean, people have the right to choose. If people have the right to choose, you know, my body, my choice in other areas, it's the same thing with the vaccination, with the vaccine.
But they don't have a right to sit next to me at the Bison's game and infect me.
So don't go. So don't – see, sir, if you are that concerned about COVID, you should lock yourself in your house and never come out again.
But that's not the point.
But it is the point. Yes. It is the point because, I listen to people like you, and it's like you're never going to live a risk-free life, and you're never going to be free of the risk of COVID. I got the COVID vaccine, all right? And at the same time, I recognize it's not foolproof. But how stupid is it that I have to wear a mask sitting next to and among other people outside at a baseball game who are vaccinated? It makes no sense.
All right, let me just give you food for thought for a future show, unless you're going to retire before September 1st. Are you going to retire before September 1st?
No, I'm here for a long time. You'll be happy to know.
Okay. All right. What do you think is going to be one of the first shows you're going to have come September when school is about to open? What do you think is going to happen with school at that point?
Probably we'll be talking about...
Chaos. A lot of chaos.
Okay, yeah. All right, chaos. Pasquale, what happened? What happened to the call? Do we lose the call? I'm confused. It dropped off? Okay, I don't know what one of the first stories is going to be. What it should be is the teachers' union ordering the CDC around instead of the CDC using science. The CDC wanted to curry favor with the teachers' unions about reopening schools for in-person learning. Let me tell you one of the other big stories that we might talk about on September 1st. If we don't go back to in-person learning, the increase in depression, anxiety, and suicide among kids, which is a real thing, and frankly, is claiming more youthful victims than COVID. But anyway, as far as what you say I said, I don't know if I said it. If I said it, I would be surprised, and it must have been a misstatement. I may have misspoken. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes I use sarcasm, and I don't know the context. I don't, you know what, I don't look back at what I did. I look forward to what I'm doing. And frankly, what I say really is immaterial. I qualify everything I say pretty much by saying, look, I'm not a doctor. I just read up on this stuff as best as I possibly can. And the one constant mantra that I have used, and anybody who's listened to the show knows this, I think it must be an individual choice. You and your doctor, what have I said repeatedly? You and your doctor or doctors need to examine your own personal situation and make your decision according to your own personal situation. That I know I've said, because I've said it a number of times, which is a long way from saying you're selfish if you don't get the shot. It sounds to me like I was probably using sarcasm, which I have been known to do. But, you know, again, I mean, we're never going to agree. We live in a free country. And frankly, I don't think I should have to wear the mask anywhere. And let me tell you why. Because the vaccine is available right now, pretty much, well, I would say anybody who wants the vaccine, if they don't have the vaccine, they have not taken any effort to get the vaccine. You can't drive by a drugstore or walk by a drugstore or open a drugstore ad anywhere without seeing COVID shots available here. Get your COVID shots. COVID shots. Get your COVID shots. So anybody who wants a shot has had it. There are people who don't want the shot. They have made a decision for themselves. Number one, that's decision number one, not to have the shot. Decision number two, if they choose to leave their home, decision number two is leaving their home and going to a concert, going to a show. So if they end up sick, that's on them. And you're never going to stop COVID 100%. It's never, ever going to happen. And it's an unrealistic goal. And you are right. The goalposts do keep moving. And it's very frustrating. And frankly, this smells a lot more like control and a lot less like disease protection. And I stand by what I say. If I had a kid 12, 13, 14, 15, there's no way in hell I would let that kid get vaccinated. Unless there was an underlying comorbidity which shifted the statistics a little bit in its favor. Let's go to Marie in Lancaster on WBEN. What's your take?
Well, I'm in the healthcare field, and I myself and my children have underlying conditions, but I'm still not doing it unless it's an absolute necessity for my kids. I'm not doing it.
Now, when you say healthcare field, that encompasses a lot of ground. You could be in billing. You could be dealing with patients. Would you like to be more specific?
I deal a lot with patients.
Okay. And your decision is based on what?
To me, there's not enough science out there. There's not enough to me to say, yes, I absolutely need to do this, especially for my kids. My oldest is 13 years old. I don't know enough about it to what are the long-term effects going to be.
You are not satisfied with the explanation given by the doctor we had on in the first hour?
Not exactly. I didn't get to listen to it earlier. But to me, there's not enough. I'm not totally against it. It is people's right, and I applaud those that do get it. I, for myself, I was eyeball deep in COVID. And knock on wood, I have not gotten it, thank God. I know some that have, and some that have done very, gotten through it. But I'm not at the point where I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And even for my kids. Unless, they want to do sports and stuff, absolutely. Then if there's a choice given where they have to have it in order to do that, fine. Then I will consider it at that point. But right now, absolutely not.
Well, unless there are laws on the books prohibiting it specifically, I'm afraid that the whole COVID passport, vaccination passport thing is basically going to be the wave of the future. Oh, you want to fly to Florida on my airline? You must show proof of vaccine or a negative test. But what really pisses me off is even if everybody was vaccinated on the flight, we'd still have to wear masks. What in the hell point is there to that?
And I agree. And unfortunately, I mean, nothing's ever foolproof, whether it be the flu shot or the COVID shot.
No, you step on an airplane, you take a risk.
Depends on the degree that you end up with. But a lot of it doesn't make sense. If you are vaccinated, then yes, why should you?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, Cuomo, we ask that everybody wear a mask, even when you're sitting with vaccinated people. Why? Why did we get the vaccine? What's the point?
Right.
Are they again, it strikes me as being about more control and less about medicine every single day. And the emails between the teachers' union and the CDC.
Yes, I made the decision to keep my children at home fully remote for over a year, but that was due to where I work. I was not going to take the chance of becoming infected and infecting everybody else.
Understood. I must move on. I am glad that you called. No, I did not hang up on the guy. My hand was nowhere near the phone. If you must know, I'm reclined in my seat, elevating my left foot. I can't even touch the phone unless I actively move, and I try to minimize anything that might be any semblance of exercise. And you'd know that if you saw my body. For some reason, it's starting to drift towards landing masts in Lakehurst, New Jersey. It was an old Hindenburg joke. It would have worked back in 37. It probably fell flat today. 803-0930. But I will ask you guys, is it selfish of people not to get the COVID vaccine or not to have their kids get the COVID vaccine? And I will tell you that knowing the statistics I do, specifically, even the frail elderly, even the most high-risk group of people, 98.5% chance of survival. I could not justify, as a parent, giving my 12, 13, 14, or 15-year-old a vaccine where we don't know. They can postulate. We don't know for a fact what's going to happen in 10 or 20 years with this thing. I mean, the older you are, the less that matters because, you know, you ain't going to be around anyway to worry about it. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do we have time? Let's go to Lori in Buffalo. Lori, you are on. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. The answer to the question, as far as I'm concerned, no, I'm not being selfish for not taking the vaccine for a lot of reasons. But I wanted to mention about this term, the asymptomatic. Now, growing up and over the years, the doctor would say, if you have a cold, you got symptoms, stay home. And when you don't have symptoms anymore, go back to work or school because you're not contagious. So now this COVID thing is here, and they want to throw out asymptomatic, meaning, well, you don't have any symptoms, but you're still contagious to people. Well, no, you're really not. That's I don't believe that to be true at all. They're just throwing this out. So, you know, to put fear in the public and, oh, you got COVID, which is just a cold virus, actually, and now you got to stay home because you might be the cause of somebody's death or illness. You're asymptomatic. No, you're not sick.
No, I think you're underestimating. Calling it a cold virus, I think, is not really terribly accurate.
Well, cold viruses are COVID. Yes, there's different ones of them. So, but I'm saying this asymptomatic, I mean, I don't believe if you're asymptomatic, that means you're not sick. And if you're not sick and don't have symptoms, doctors for years would tell you, well, you can't get anybody else sick.
Well, okay. I mean, the latest information I have, and maybe it's true and maybe it isn't, is that COVID-19 can be spread even when somebody does not have symptoms of COVID-19. I've actually seen this happen in the real world with a friend of mine who had asymptomatic COVID, and his daughter had asymptomatic COVID. Presumably, one of them gave it to the other. So I don't agree with your assessment of asymptomatic spread. But given the statements and then the other statements regarding COVID that we've all experienced over the past year, I absolutely understand people's skepticism about this. I mean, one example. Oh, my goodness, you have to wipe everything down because COVID can live for years on a cardboard surface. Then they had to backtrack on that. First, you didn't need masks. Then you did need masks. Then you needed two masks to be socially conscious. And I think masks are, unless you're wearing an N95, I think they're pretty stupid.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.